Didn't you say you used to torture frogs?
Yeah. I walked up to the pond one time, and one of my cousins was dissecting a frog with a ripped-off piece of a soda can. So I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I came, and he helped me, and we actually I felt a frog's beating heart in my hand out of its chest.
Holy fuck, dude.
I canoed that fucking frog.
You need to change.
It was young. I didn't know.
I know.
I didn't know.
See, that's what's tough about you. Like, it's tough to blame.
I'm a savage.
It's tough to blame you now for those things.
I'm a savage.
You ripped a frog's heart out?
That's okay. So I canoed a frog. That's besides the point. So that's just to set the tone. I canoed
that. You fatalityed that frog.
I canoed that frog.
And now, after that, we had a nice conversation.
Revelations have come to light.
Yeah, some more, you know, stunning fucking news has come forward.
It's not
and,
that bad.
I'll explain a little bit of it, but I think you should be the one to be... You should...
Paint the picture.
I'll tell them what happened, and then we'll hear your side of the story. So Matt, in fifth grade, was playing what he called Earthquake with a young hamster, the class hamster.
Yep.
So he was just rattling his cage every day.
A little bit.
And then it bit him one time.
Yeah.
And because of that, he killed the hamster. And he killed the class hamster in fifth grade. Now, this is what's troubling about it. It wasn't a crime of passion.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't. It just
dude,
bit
I had
you
so much passion.
You have too much Latin.
I was like
passion.
Selena's manager.
So it fucking bit him. And then how many days later did you kill it?
That day. It bit
you
me.
You had bleach on you? So
it was in the school. It was like the school cleaning supply.
Okay. So it classroom. Bit him.
It was at the hamster was at school. It was a school pet.
It's a school hamster. It's the fifth grade. It's the class hamster. It's in the classroom.
Yes.
Matt left the classroom.
No. There was cleaning supplies in the school, in the classroom.
Okay. So Matt got some of the cleaning supplies.
I used to huff the chalkboard cleaner.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So he took bleach from the school to the janitor and then put it in the hamster's water
and
poisoned it.
A little bit. I inadvertently, I didn't think.
Now let's hear your side of this, because I think I fucking nailed it, and that's crazy.
You hit some of the facts. Yes, I was playing Earthquake, and I would say I gave it about like a 4.3 Richter. It wasn't that bad. And I pulled the hamster out to fucking coddle it after, you know, it didn't like this little earthquake I had given it. And it fucking bit me. Bit my finger, drew first blood. Important fact of the story.
You keep fucking holding hamsters accountable. They're people, dude. You're like, I had a fucking revenge.
Drew first blood.
All right.
So I decided that I would teach it a lesson as a 10-year-old boy, put a little bit of bleach in his water. And I come back to school the next
day. What else did you do?
In his food, I found an elbow macaroni somewhere, and I put glue in it. Maybe it'd bite this glue-filled elbow macaroni. So then I went home that night, fucking ate a bunch of bagel bites, came back to school, and it was gone. It was dead. The hamster cage was empty. I showed up to school, and I was like, oh, my God, Miss McGinley, what happened? She was like, the hamster choked or something. And my cousin told on me. He's like, Matt did it to be a dick. And she got in my face. She got up in my grill, and I was just like, yo, I don't know anything. Get the fuck out of here. I don't remember.
Crazy.
I was just like, I don't remember.
You pled the fifth.
I fucking beat a murder case at 10 years old, dude.
That's
I was like,
nice.
I don't know.
That's crazy that you did that. And then also, you were telling me about that job you had where you used to kill mice.
So that was, that was now.
So this is a reoccurring pattern with Matt.
No.
He also tortured a bull. He's done some crazy
shit. No, I have not.
Animals.
Dude, how can I torture a bull?
Tell us. You told me how you did it.
I was
shot it with crab apples.
No.
Fucking for months.
As a boy.
3 hours a day.
In my pure boyhood, I was up in a tree, which is innocent, hanging in an apple tree.
Which is innocent.
Reading a book in an apple tree.
You weren't reading a fucking book.
I tried reading a book.
Reading
I tried
a
reading a book in a tree once, and I was like, this sucks. And
you were
I
reading a magazine. You were reading, like, a fucking Victoria's Secret.
Wow. I did steal a lot of Vicky Seeks.
I know about your little Land's End catalog.
Yeah, but they went to the bathroom, baby. They didn't make it to the trees. There was a bull, and I used to, I had a slingshot, a marksman, and I would sit up there and just pick little crab apples from the tree and just fire them at this bull for a few hours every day, and the bull fucking went AWOL. The bull spazzed. We had to get the bull removed. It was my neighbor's bull. It was my neighbor's bull.
Oh, dude, you might want to hide that from
the
public.
Fucking dude, the statute of limitations on bull maddening is definitely passed. It's been bull teasing.
Yeah, true.
Same with the thing, dude. I mean, that hamster, my bad, it died, totally, but I don't know. The mouse thing at the job was not my fault.
Yeah, explain that. That's fucking crazy.
So then flash forward. Now I'm a man working in the world. This is like a couple of years ago, and I had a job at a pizza shop, and there were some, you know, some mice there. It's Philadelphia. There's gonna be some mice. There's mice everywhere, and there, you know, there's mice everywhere.
Philadelphia. There's mice.
There's mice. Everywhere. Exactly. I'm sticking up for the mice right now, but I started seeing them all the time. So I told the manager, I'm like, yo, you gotta get these fucking, you gotta take care of these mice, and she ended up getting like sticky traps.
Yeah.
Not real like mouse. Not getting an exterminator. Got sticky traps. So I started showing up. I opened the store, so I'd show up, and there would just be four mice just, like, crippled in these sticky traps every morning. So I was like, what do you want me to do? And she's like, just get rid of them. So I this is the summertime. I didn't want to throw these things out to slowly bake in the sun.
Yeah, that's yeah.
So I stomped their heads.
You stomped their heads.
So I squashed their heads like grapes.
That's awesome.
But that, but yeah, but then I felt bad doing that. Every morning, imagine going into your job, stoned as I was at the pizza shop every morning to cook cheesesteaks. Then I was stomping mice heads. It started fucking with me. So eventually I started to drown them.
Yeah?
I had to. I heard that was a more peaceful way to go. Someone told me that, so I just...
Would you just throw them in the toilet?
Nah, dude. Fucking... Well, I started just drowning them in like a cup of water, and then I started giving them cherry
in
Coke.
A cup of water, you would just hold a mouse in a cup of water?
Yeah, and drown it.
That is
I had to,
crazy.
How the fuck else... I started using cherry Coke, too.
So wait, this was just a glass of cherry Coke? And you would just hold a mouse by its tail?
Yeah, and hold them and just hold them in. Or if they're stuck to the trap, that was easier.
Would they fucking resist? Would they start, like, squirming in there?
Dude, they couldn't move. They were glued together.
Yeah, but could you see it, like, fighting for its life?
Yeah, we'd get a stick and just fucking pop it down. I had to do it, dude. These mice were fucked for life.
Dude, I would love to have fucking seen it. That glue, you could probably wash them off.
I was right
you
outside.
Were fucking dipping
them in soda. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. What do you think? They're little ducks in oil spill?
I
have
no idea.
Washing rats?
No,
fuck
I agree.
Here.
I agree. That's fucking, that was dumb of me to say. But.
Then potentially, maybe I could hit them with a little pine saw.
Fucking dipping them in cherry Coke.
It wasn't a dip.
Just
that was
one
a hold.
At a time?
Yeah,
you're
one at a time. I'm not a
mouse.
Fucking Hitler. I'm not going to like.
I don't know. I don't know what you do. I thought you would get a bucket of water if you were going to go drowning, which I think is fucking crazy.
You had to. I heard that's a peaceful way to go.
Fuck. That's crazy. I don't think it is peaceful.
How would you do it?
How would I kill the mice?
Have you ever been in charge of life?
I quit my job.
Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't at the time.
You could work at a different pizza shop, dude.
Dude. Oh, I am pretty. I'm a pretty desirable pizza shop employee.
Yeah, if you put that on your resume,
that's true. I kill mice.
Willing to stomp mice every morning. That's fucking crazy.
That's half the battle.
A lot of people wouldn't do that.
Dude,
that's
I had to.
Pretty cool.
Here's my thing. I was the fucking like $7 an hour like grill hand, and I brought this to the manager. And I feel like the manager should.
Surprised you weren't tossing those boys on the grill.
Dude, no. I take food safety very seriously. Right. Don't you dare paint me as a monster. I'm food safe certified. I think the manager should have been in charge of that. She delegated the death of an animal to me
fuck
as a
yeah.
$7 employee.
What would you do if you were the manager? You'd be like,
handle
hey,
all the
fucking stoner that handle. Walks in every morning. I'd be like, yo, dipshit, get rid of these mice, would you?
No, handle all. If you're a manager,
and then you were like, can I dip them in cherry Coke? And he's like, yeah, I don't give a fuck.
It was
just
a woman.
Do it.
It was a woman. She wouldn't touch him because she was scared of the mice. Old fucking Matt, dude. Had it come
here comes
in.
Old stoned Matt.
Old
into
fucking
shop.
Old Matt. Old peaceful Matt. Mine and the old atoned
peaceful
Matt.
Peaceful Matt. Yeah.
Old atoned Matt.
What? How often was the cherry Coke thing? Was this a one-time thing?
That's what I started doing.
That was a it was a daily. You
yes.
would drown them in cherry Coke
for about a month. Yes.
For a month.
Every day, dude. It was right. It was next to a wow. big trash place, so there's mice were just flowing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, dude, yeah, I'm not going to stick up for it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, every day. It started fucking with me. It really did.
Yeah, I bet. You're having fucking nightmares of them.
Fuck.
Lying in bed.
Little Stuart Little. Just Stuart Little ghosts floating around me.
Yeah.
I was like Ulysses.
There's so many mice here, dude.
I was going to sleep like Ulysses. I was like Ulysses Grant trying to sleep at night. It's like, sweating.
Ulysses. So Matt reads, but he doesn't fucking talk to anyone, apparently. He tries to use words constantly. And he never gets them right.
Ulysses? No. Ulysses Grant, dude.
Ulysses.
Oh, I was about to correct myself and say Ulysses.
Yeah, so he knows words and he knows where to use them, but he just...
I don't know how to say them.
What's it called when you dump mice into... When you drown mice in cherry
Regal cream? Mercy.
That's mercy?
Regal mercy.
Regal mercy.
Dude, I had to come out of there every morning
the
just like Ned
mice.
Stark, dude. Just fucking out to my camp of mice. Send them off to the void.
Send them, dude. Send them to Valhalla.
It's a fucking mouse Valhalla, dude, and Cherry Coke.
You think their mice are waiting for you on the other side?
Hell yeah. They're like, thanks for fucking giving us the ultimate warrior's death.
What, dunked in Cherry Coke?
If you were a mouse and your lungs expanded and filled with Cherry Coke, you'd be like, fuck, so hell yeah.
That that's like the actual thought process you had. You'd be like, this is nice. They're going to like this. No, dude, it was chaos. That was a miserable death.
No, it wasn't.
They died terrified.
The last few seconds. Apparently when you drown, you start like hallucinating.
I think that's bullshit.
And this is just something I heard from someone.
Yeah, I know. And I think that's bullshit.
I base all my knowledge off of random people I smoke weed with.
I've heard that from a lot of people, that when you drown, like right before you drown, it's like...
Yeah, it's such bullshit. Hear the gladiator music. What?